Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Hilchas Mezuzah, in the middle of these halachas of Stam, of Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzahs, in the Seif Ha'avah, the Book of Love, where we continue Perek Hamish in the fifth chapter in these halachas in the Seif Ha'avah, which in this perek we discuss the halachas of Mezuzah. The Rambam gets halacha off regarding the writing of the Mezuzah. Ketzad Ketzin is a Mezuzah. How do you write the Mezuzah? So Ketzin Shtei Parashis, you write two parashis, which is Shema, Avayim, Shemoya, which with the Tefillin there's four parashas, and the Mezuzah there's two parashas, Shema and Mishmaya, al daf echad on one column, but Yiriyah achas on one piece of parchment. You leave some open space on the bottom and on the top, like that of a half a fingernail. Now, if it was written on two or three columns, share that is valid. As long as you don't make it, let's say, like a tail, which is wired on the top and narrow on the bottom, which is you write on the upper line four words, and the second line three words, and the third one two words, so it's going down like a tail, that shouldn't be done like an eagle, or shouldn't be like a circle, which is that it's that you're going to write it in the form of a circle, like a kubo, or like a tent, which is wide on the bottom and narrow on the top. So you're writing one word on the top, two in the second line, three on the third one, and so on. Vim osakach mele, and if you did it like one of these that we just described, sule, it's invalid. Ksavash loyal aseda, if you write it not in the order that it's written in the Torah, which is Shema, and then Vayim Shemaya, kugon chekim leparsha, you do the second parsha before the first parsha, psula, that's invalid. If you write on two pieces of parchment, even if you stitch it together, psula, that's invalid. If you have a Torah scroll that got worn out or tefillin that got worn out, you cannot now use it and take out that part to use it for the mezuzah because you cannot downgrade it from a severe sanctity to a lesser one. You can't even use the margins of a Sefer Torah. In Kaisim of Mezuzah, you cannot write a Mezuzah on it. You cannot downgrade a more severe sanctity to the lower sanctity. It's a mitzvah to make the space between when you're writing the first parsha of Shema to then the second parsha of Shemaya to make it a parsha setuma, a closed parsha, meaning that you finish the first parsha at the end of the line and then you leave by the beginning of the second line a space, the amount of nine letters, and that's where you start the second parsha in the middle of the line. That's called that it's closed. If you made it open, which open, according to Rambam, is that you finish the first one, let's say middle line, and you leave the space of nine letters, and then you start the second parasha in the beginning of the second line, that's considered open, it's going to be ksher. Because if it was close to it in the parasha itself, then you would have, it would be ma'akiv. But here, where it's not really near it in the Torah, so therefore, after the fact, it's going to be kosher. But certainly, Zerba Togin Shabbat, one has to be careful regarding the crowns on the letters that are on the mezuzah. And these are the crowns that one makes in the mezuzah. Halacha Gimel. Parsha Rishayin, the first parsha, Yishba Sheva Eisi, there's seven letters. That I'll call Eis Mehen, every one of those letters, you have Shlesha Zainin, three, like a Zain, which is a crown. Beilehin, they are the Shin Ayin Shal Shema. Shema has a Shin and Ayin, those two letters. The Nun de Naf Shecha, which today Zainin Shal Mezuzah. Mezuzah has two Zains. Each one of them has three Zions, meaning there's three crowns on each one of those letters. Utrei test and shal teitafis, the two tests of teitafis. That's in the first parsha. Parsha shnia, vayim shemaya, yesh b'sheshe, so there's six letters that have crowns. Akol eisman, every one of those letters, shleish zayin, have three crowns. Ve'elein, they are gimel shal digonecha. Utrei zayin shal mezuzis, the two zayins of mezuzis. Utrei test and shal teitafis. Vitzadei shal ha'aretz, and the tzadei of the word ha'aretz. If they didn't make the crowns, or they added on, or they diminished, that does not invalidate the mezuzah. Now, if it was written without carving out lines to write on, or they were not precise regarding words that have to be complete words, meaning with a vav and a yod, and chasu those are not supposed to have, or you add on inside the mezuzah scroll even one letter, that's going to invalidate it. Halacha Dal. Now, minig pasha is a widespread custom. Shekaisin al mezuzah mebuchazeh. You write on the mezuzah on the outside. Kineged er harevach shebein parsha leparsha. Opposite the space where you have between the two different parshas, they write the name of Hashem, which is Shal, and then Dai, which is Shakai. Ve'im b'zeh hefset, and that's not. There's no loss to that, says the Rambam. Lefishu b'mechutz, because on the outside of the parchment. Avol elu shekaisin b'fnim shemayz malachim. Those that write on the inside the names of angels, oishmayz kedayshim, holy names, a pasuk or verse, like some types of figures. Hadim bechalal mishein lemechel lamba. They're including those who don't have a portion of the world to come. Why? Kshelu atipshim. These fools loy dailem shabit la mitzvah. It's not enough for them that they nullify the mitzvah. because you're adding on more inside, which is invalid. El Sha'asu, rather, they make mitzvah gedolah, this great mitzvah of mezuzah, sheyichud Hashem, shakadosh baruch hu, which is the unification of God's holy and blessed name, va'avaseh, va'avadaseh, regarding loving Him and serving Him, kilu hu kemeya shalom noisasma, as if it's an amulet for their own personal pleasures, kemeya shalom alib masachah, like they're entertaining with their foolish understandings, as if this is something that helped them in the vanities of the world. Halacha, hey, now mitzvah lichtev al ha'aretz, mitzvah to write the words al ha'aretz b'shita achrein on the last line, bein b'reish, whether in the beginning of the line, bein b'seif ha'shita, whether at the end of the line. But b'nagu kol ha'seifim, now the custom has been already that all the scribes lichtev oisa b'shtaim eserim shitas, they write the mezuzah in 22 lines, v'al ha'aretz b'reish shita achrein, and the word al ha'aretz is the beginning of the last line. V'elein ha'aretz b'reish kol shita b'shita al-seidin, now these 22 lines, these are the words that are in the beginning of every one of these 22 lines in the order, Ishma Hashem Advarim Levanecha B'Shach B'cha Bein V'Haya Mitzava B'Chol Yeda Isav Pen B'Shtach Bisim Hashemayim B'Vatim B'Samtim Isim Isim B'Derech V'Shenecha Asher. And the last line, the 22nd one, is like we said, is Ala Aretz. Those are the beginnings of the lines. Lach Vav regarding fixing the mezuzah. Kesha Kaifa Naisam. When you fold the mezuzah, Goyle Naisam Mesev Hashita L'Tchilasa. You roll it from the end of the line to the beginning, but atchatem until you find kisha yifta hakoyda likris, when the one's going to open up to read it, you can marisha shita l'seif, he's going to be able to read it from the beginning to the end. After you roll it, manich b'shfeferes alkana, you place it into a reed of you put it into a tube of a reed, oishal eitz or of a wood, oishal kaldav or anything in a container. Umechabo yisrael mezuzah pesach b'masbe, and you connect it to the doorpost of the entryway with a nail, or you dig into the doorpost of the entryway, and you put the mezuzah inside of it. Now, before you affix it to the doorpost of the entry, you first make a blessing. Blessed you, Hashem, our God, the King of the world, that sanctified us in His commandments, and He commanded us to affix the mezuzah. Now, you don't make the blessing at the time of the writing of the mezuzah, because the mitzvah is the affixing. If he hangs it from a stick, which is not part of the actual doorway itself, it's just standing over there by the doorpost, so it's invalid. That's not considered affixed. Let's say he puts it behind the door on the beam that's behind the door. Lo Asakum hasn't done anything. It has to be on the doorpost. Now, if he dug into the doorpost of the entryway, bechnis hamezuzah kumenager, but he put in the mezuzah like a bolt. That's like the bolt of the beams in the rings, which that's horizontal and not vertical. Well, that psul, that's invalid. Moreover, hemikla tefach, if he pushed it into the doorpost, he dug in a depth of a tefach, a handbreadth, so that's invalid, because that's not al mezuzah, that's toich mezuzah, it's inside the doorpost. Chatvach kana, moreover, if let's say he cut open a reed, v'ichnas by mezuzah, and he put it inside a mezuzah, v'achkech chibra kana al-kamach, and then he attached that reed to other reeds, v'hemen min ha-kol mezuzah pesach, and then he made, as he's constructing with all these reeds, he makes a doorway. So that's invalid. They should cut mekvias mezuzah, let's see mezuzah pasach, because you established, you affixed the mezuzah before you actually made a doorpost of the entryway, because that was first, and then you built around it. You have to put it on the mezuzah pesach. After the mezuzah pesach has to be there, and then you put the mezuzah on. Halacha test regarding inspecting the mezuzah. Mezuzah hayachad nebdeket pamayim b'shavua. The mezuzah of an individual is checked twice every 7 years. Mezuzah ram, the mezuzah of the public, for example, by the courtyards and of the cities, pamayim b'yavo, twice every 50 years, because when it's too difficult, when it's a communal thing, if you do too much, everyone's going to say, let someone else do it. And the reason why you have to check is Shem Nikrim Min Oisachas, maybe one of the letters got torn, or Yinimchakor got erased, unlike Tefillin, Mneshi Kavu Baksalim, because it's attached to the walls, Murkeva, so it could decay, unlike that of Tefillin. Halacha Yud regarding the obligation of Mezuzah. Hakol Chayim Mezuzah, everyone's obligated Mezuzah, Fulah Nashim Avodim, even women and slaves. Mechanchem Esekatan, we also train minors, Lasses Mezuzah Lobatim, that they should make Mezuzah for their houses. If someone rents a house out of Eretz Yisrael, or Vador B'Puntik Eretz Yisrael, if someone is living in a motel in Eretz Yisrael, put them in the mezuzah shalishim yom, he's exempt from mezuzah for 30 days, because the obligation of mezuzah is that of a dwelling. Less than 30 days is not considered as a permanent dwelling, and therefore would not be obligated in mezuzah. Because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, if someone's renting a house in Eretz Yisrael, he's obligated in mezuzah right away. Someone's leasing out his apartment to someone else. It's the responsibility of the renter to bring a mezuzah and to fix it. Even if the renter was would pay the wages for it to be affixed, he cannot obligate the owner of the property. Because the mezuzah is the obligation of the one who is living in there, not the obligation of the house itself. when he leaves, should not take it with his hands and go out, because all the harmful spirits come and when there's no mezuzah, destroy the house and it's dangerous. But if the house is of a gentile, and he should take it when he leaves, because the gentile might treat it in a disgraceful type of way.